name is Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where we talk about the things that made us who we are and where we're going in the future.
Because every week we're finding a new way that we're growing up.
Hey, I'm Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where 20-somethings navigate life apart together. Welcome back to a special edition of Martha and Colby Grow Up. Just kidding. It's our weekly one. There's nothing special about this.
Nothing special about this podcast ever. We're just a normal-ass podcast.
We're probably like your fifth favorite podcast, but hey, we appreciate that. As long as it's top 10.
I'll take top 5.
We're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus before we get into our actual topic of the week. So we wanted to ask before we did that, have you been washing your hands, Colby?
It's ashy hands all 2020 is how we're doing this.
I was holding hands with someone last night and I was like, yo, feel this. It's like so dry and gross, and I just like no lotion is gonna fix this. So
we all gotta do our part, and for some people our part is having ashy hands.
Is what song do you sing in your head to get to the 20 seconds that you're supposed to sing, or do you just count?
I do the UNC fight song,
which
we call Tag, others known as I'm a Tar Heel Born. I do that twice as 20 seconds.
I'm a Tar Heel Born, I'm a Tar Heel Bred, I'm a Tar Heel Dead. Is that what it is?
When I die, I'm a Tar Heel.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So it's Rah Rah Carolina Lina.
I've been singing Toss a Coin to Your Witcher twice. So Toss a Coin to Your Witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty. Yeah, and I just do that twice. So clearly we are all handling this very well. There's no reason to panic. But
so I guess the big public health question is, Martha, how is your elbow doing?
It's good. It's a lot better. I kind of snapped it this morning. Like I was like pointing at something very aggressively and it like snapped it a little bit. But I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get like a full extension. Like I can get to like almost perfectly straight arm, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if you can see me. So like this arm is the one that was broken, but then like this arm, I can like overextend it. So we'll get, I mean, like I can lift up laundry baskets now. I'm probably going to be avoiding the gym, so I don't know if I'll be able to like lift things yet, but I don't know. It's all right. We're hanging in there. Thank you for asking.
I was genuinely curious, but yeah, coronavirus is happening. That's exciting.
What is your
developments in the world?
What's your anxiety level? So like okay, so at the beginning of this week, like last Monday, so we're recording this on a Saturday. I feel like it wasn't a thing. Like, we knew it was a thing. We knew it was bad. But I feel like over the week, it just sort of exponentially jumped, quite literally, in terms of cases and also, like, people taking this seriously. So what is your take on this?
Yeah, Wednesday was a turning point, I think, at least for me.
I think, yeah.
It was a bunch of, because I was watching basketball, as I do, as I am wont to do. And that's when Rudy Gobert was tested positive, and you see like the athletic trainer, one of the trainers, like sprint out of the locker room right before tip off and tell them they need to stop the game.
Oh, wow.
Which is when they were like, okay, so we are going to postpone this game. And that's what they told. And the PA announcer said, everyone, you are safe, which is how you know that no one in that building was safe. and
yikes.
Then it just kind of spiraled into, okay, ACC is not going to have fans the rest of the ACC tournament. A bunch of tournaments are getting canceled, saying they weren't going to have spectators. And then the NBA just dropped the bomb and said, hey, we are suspending the season until further notice. And that's when I think
crazy.
Like within like 2 hours, it was like, yeah, this is it.
Do players still get paid like their full salary or what?
I am not 100% sure about the NBA, because I know the NFL, they are paid week to week.
That's stressful.
So I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, it's very stressful for the people on like minimum salaries who are not making millions upon millions of dollars. But yeah, it's I'm not sure, but I'm sure the NBAPA or the National Basketball Players Association has stuff in place to make sure that their guys are taken care of. But
I hope so.
I've been most, I mean, that's my first this is real moment came from sports. So that's how I've, that's the lens I've been processing it through. As far as my like personal anxiety, I'm not personally super worried about myself. I'm worried about others. I'm taking precautions for others. But as far as like me, myself, I mean, I'm chilling. How are you doing in the minute? How are you doing in Minnesota?
I think I'm doing okay. Like, I think I definitely was nervous because I don't know. Like, I technically am a high risk group because of my asthma.
Asthma gang, yay. Yeah.
Like, it is well controlled and like I take a bunch of medicines for it, but you can never be too sure, that sort of thing. So, what really got me nervous, actually, is I was texting with my dad last night, and he was like, you know what? Like, I woke up, and I was, like, super stressed out and super scared, and, like, I decided to stop being a victim and just do what I can do to control my situation. And I was like, oh, so, like, you're stressed about that. Like, that makes me stressed. Because normally my dad's a pretty chill guy. I think he probably has, like, you know, some anxiety. We all do. But I was like, oh, yikes. But I don't know. I canceled trivia last night to stay home. And I'm definitely, like, going to be thinking about if do I need to go out? Do I need to do something? Versus could I just stay in? And, you know, it's funny, we were talking about being, like, polyamorous on our last podcast. That's on hold for now because I don't want to spread germs to a lot of people. So we're just going to date one person at a time right now.
Yeah, I am officially working from home. My place of work is closing to the public for the next 2 weeks at least. And they told us to stay home if you can. I know a couple of my coworkers are just going to go in, but I feel like if they go in, it's going to be like they're going to be at least in different rooms,
right?
Like in different offices. So like
we have not reached that point yet. Luckily, I am able to work from home and I usually do so every Friday anyway. So like I'm a little worried. It would be nice if I didn't have to go in. But I get why they're not making that call yet, because that's a big decision, and I don't know how like the infrastructure works, but loading, I don't know, our company's pretty big, so loading 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people on a VPN, that might be a lot. So I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I I was talking to one of our mutual friends, and he was like, all of my older coworkers are worried about people working from home using up all the internet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not how internet works. That might be how VPNs work, but like we are not going to have a global shortage of internet.
No.
For yeah, no, people that's working from home.
Luckily there are no Wi-Fi caps yet. I saw that AT&T was giving unlimited data to everyone for 60 days, which is
interesting. That's nice.
Maybe that was false. I should read it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to stay informed as best as I can. And right now, as of yesterday, there was 14 confirmed cases in Minnesota, but they were all travel related and none community transmission related. So that's good, I think.
Yeah. I'm worried about my friends that work in sports because I know a couple of them are like, yeah, I don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
Like they were hourly and they're like, yeah, I'm not going to be getting paid while there are no sports happening. They aren't seasonal, but they're like during the school year, like while there are sports happening, they work. Over the summer, they go like other places and get work that way. So while there aren't any sports, I guess freelance is how you would describe that.
Yeah.
But
part of me wants to, you know, go out to a restaurant and support that restaurant because, you know, what if they're not open in a month or two because they can't afford to not stay open. So that stresses me out a little bit, but it's also, you know, not my responsibility to do that. My responsibility is just to stay safe. So it's a confusing time for everyone involved, I think.
Yo, Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, North Carolina is going to be barren. So, like, Franklin Street is the, it's like the very north end of campus, technically off campus. And it's where, like, all the restaurants and shops, it's downtown Chapel Hill because okay. Chapel Hill is UNC. And, like, so many restaurants cycle in and out of Franklin Street because the rent's really high because it's a very popular area for people to go to.
Mm.
I bet there's going to be some restaurant closings after this because they extended spring break and telling students, like, if you have some place to stay, like, don't come back. Like, I think they're pretty positive releasing the residence halls open, but...
Yeah. My college, University of Minnesota, they were like, yeah, like, we're staying open, but we're going to move to all online classes, which I think is a smart move. Like, honestly, if you didn't have any place to go, like, this chick that I know is going to grad school and she had to leave her grad school in New York and move back to Minnesota because, like, they're closing everything. So, like, I think it's a really big burden on people to move back. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. So... we are doing our best. You all should listen to the CDC and other qualified sources on what you should be doing in your area to keep yourself and others safe.
Boom. Yeah, we're not the CDC. Don't listen to us.
In case you were mistaken, we are not the Centers for Disease Control.
We are talking about boundaries this week on Martha and Colby Grow Up because
specifically the 3 to 5 foot boundary you should keep between you and another person.
Social distancing. No, like relationship boundaries, boundaries with your family, boundaries with your friend, because I think that's something that we maybe all struggle. I struggle with this. I can't speak like, for Colby, but the general population. I'm pretty bad at boundaries, so. Oh, damn. Even that was cold. You didn't need to do that. Okay, so let me tell a story before we start. I realized that I have a tendency to take things really personally. So, for example, if I'm, like, hanging out with a friend or, like, trying to do something for a friend and they don't automatically reciprocate, I get really upset. I'm like, they don't like me. Like, I'm not doing enough. I need to do more. But in reality, it's just, like, they maybe can't reciprocate for any number of reasons because maybe they don't want to. I like to think it's not that. I think my friends like me, but it's...
Your friends like you, Martha. That's why they're your friends.
That's good. It's more like they need to... Maybe they can't, like, give that energy back or, like, they need to do what's best for them. And I'm always of the mindset, like, I should do what's best for them, not me. And... that has caused some problems recently, so I'm trying to get better on that. So Colby suggested we talk about boundaries so I can be educated and smart.
Yeah, I guess I'll start with my boundaries journey. Yeah, so when I was an RA, it always goes back to me being an RA. I was a sophomore, I was 19 years old, and I was suddenly responsible for about 30 17 to 19 year olds, and that is a very stressful thing to take on, coming from a multitude of different backgrounds, different issues that they are working with, and for a lot of people, at least what the culture that they were trying to bring to Carolina Housing while I was there was one that, like, your RA can be like your person, like if you need a person, like your RA is there. And I was, like, super gung-ho about it. And I really wanted to be there for all my residents all the time. And I was that for about 2 months until my body let me know, in the form of panic and anxiety attacks, like, you can't do that all the time. So I took different measures to make sure that I was taking care of myself first so I was able to give the most to my residents. So that was the thing that spurred me on making sure that I was, you know, taking care of myself and, like, setting up those different things in my life to make sure I have, like, I can pull from a different column that's not like my social column, is my RA column, and I'm pulling from like my friend column instead of my school column. And it really helped me. And I wish it didn't take me having to go to counseling and psychological services to figure that out, because I couldn't live the way that I was living. But I think I am better for it having those strategies that
totally
that therapist helped me come up with.
I think one thing that's come up for me in boundaries at one point in my life is there was a summer 2 years ago. So summer of 2018 when I dated a lot. Like I would go on 3 different dates a week and I would get mentally and physically exhausted, and it was a lot. So I think I didn't have boundaries in that situation, and I wish I did, because like part of me thought, I was like, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like this is totally fine. Like I don't need to slow down, but I did, and I know that now. But it took a while to get there. So I think, do I have boundaries now? I'm getting better at that. I'm the type of person that kind of overshares her life. I mean, obviously, like I have a podcast to do just that. So I think that it can be somewhat hard to come up with boundaries when you do that, because there's a fine line between like content and sharing your life and having those, you know, be okay, I guess. I don't know how to explain that.
No, I totally get what you're saying.
I'm also very tired. It just hit me that I'm like, oh, I'm struggling for words right now.
I woke up like a good 2 hours before you did, so I'm okay. A lot more awake than you are.
I stayed up late last night. It's not my fault. That's a boundary. I should have said no, I needed to wake up early to podcast, but I didn't. I stayed up late. So I think it really just depends for me, because I think I mentioned before, like I'm a definite people pleaser, and it's hard for me to set boundaries for myself because I just want to make people happy. I think I'm getting better at that. Like I have said no to people, or like a money thing. Like if someone's like, oh, like I want to go out, like let's, you know, go to this fancy restaurant. I was like, hey, no, like it's not my budget this month. Do you mind if I cook you dinner or something? So like I've definitely gotten better at that. Money has been a lot easier to come up with boundaries for me. But I'm still sort of struggling with maybe the dating and the friendship boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, I am. I mean, as far as content wise, I try to have a pretty firm line between my like outward Colby self and like my personal life. I mean, there are like certain aspects of my personal life that I talk about on this and other podcasts, and there are some that I do not, for a reason, do not talk about, just because I want to keep some private things just for me, you know?
Totally.
Sorry if that's disappointing any of you who want to know like the deep secrets of my life, but
you have to keep some to yourself, right? I think this is kind of a hard topic for me to talk about, because I don't know if I'm very good at setting boundaries, which I guess is a good thing to learn about myself. But I think I was talking to my therapist about this week, actually. Fun fact, my therapy is moving to completely online, which is interesting, because they're trying to not get people in the office, which I think is pretty cool. But yay technology. I'm going to show up to the session like with my podcast mic and be like, yeah, I prepared for this. No, I was talking with my therapist about this, and she's just like, yeah, like you want to make everyone happy. Just notice the times when you're maybe overextending yourself, or, you know, doing something that you don't necessarily need to be doing. Because I think, yeah, a lot of it is like, I want to stay up late to hang out with my friends when really I have an early day, or like I need to go to bed. So I don't know. I think I need to get better at that, honestly.
It can be a tough thing to let go of.
I was just going to say, like, it makes sense that it's a tough thing to let go of, because All right. Well, if we're going to get into it, I think when I was growing up, I feel like I didn't have a lot of friends and I always was afraid that like it was me that they didn't like. I mean, like, yeah, it probably was, but I didn't want to keep losing friends for like how I was. So I feel like I tried to adapt to what they wanted me to be. And I don't know if that ever, you know, let. I don't know. I don't know if that's ever changed. So.
No, that's super real. Like I did not have a lot of friends in middle school. And there is definitely a part of me that is like, is there something about me that people just don't like? and that like that kind of stuff like sticks with you in a major way.
You can't, I don't know, not everyone can like you. I think I don't know. It just it depends, I think. But how is a way that you set boundaries? Are you comfortable with like upfront? Like, for example, I had a date over last night, and for example, we talked about sex and like what we were comfortable with, what we were interested in, and before, you know, we did anything, and I thought that was like a very great thing to talk about, and I was really thankful that he brought that up because it's something that I wouldn't have brought up. I would have just been like, okay, yep, I'm fine with that, whatever. But stopping for a second and pausing and be like, okay, like this is what I'm comfortable with. What do you think about that is better than just, you know, trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and hoping that works. So literally.
But, I have questions about anatomy, but yeah, so one way that I very early, like when I was still in school, especially with my residence, was I took away my open door policy. I was like, I will not, like, my door will not just always be open for you to like come into my space whenever.
Oh God, that would be the worst.
Which some RAs, it works for them. Like their door is like literally always open and like they welcome the residents in. Did not work for me. Nope, I am going to need you to at least text me beforehand if you, yeah. If you need something.
Yeah.
And a lot did, and I was very thankful for those that did. Some did when there was, like, an emergency. I wonder how much of that stuff I can/should talk about. That might be an interesting thing. We can talk about it off the air.
All right.
Like, when there was, like, an emergency, like, they would, like, come and, like, knock and be like, hey, we need you, like, now. It's, like, that's different. But for, like, normal, like, everyday, like, coping stuff that wasn't as pressing, sure, like, text me, email me, do something that's not just barging in. Nowadays, I just try to keep an eye on my energy levels. I know, like, about a month ago, I was, like, totally 100% spent. It was, I'm an introvert. I need my space to recharge. And there was just one week and I was like, I just need to sit here for a while. Like, yeah. I don't want to go out. I don't want to leave this space. I'm going to sit on this couch and I'm going to stay here this entire weekend. And it was beautiful.
I saw a funny tweet. And it was like, working from home tips. Also, if you get dressed up to work from home, if that works for you, that's fine, but I wear pajamas all the time. So there was a tweet. It's like, I set a timer, you know, every 30 minutes to look out the window. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But all right, if it works for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be working. So folks at home, I'm currently sitting in our office. But for like work reasons, Carla needs this room all to herself, so I won't be able to work here during the week. I'm trying to figure out what my space is going to be. Because I think with boundaries, I want to try to find a way for me to delineate work Colby from not work Colby while still being in like my living space. It's like the thing, it was like, what, the only thing you should use your bed for is like sleep and sex.
Yeah. I don't do that. I work on my bed when I work from home. But I only work, you know, once a day. So, yeah, whatever works. But, yeah, no, that's, like, a good example of a boundary. I think
I've actually been really good at, like, not using my bedroom for, like, non-bed activities. Like,
that's good.
There's like the occasional snack, but
I was eating pizza in bed last night, as I'm wont to do.
I have not done pizza.
It's
recently.
I don't necessarily recommend it. Oh my gosh, my dad texted me and he's like, "Do you want to go hiking today?" I was like, "Fuck off, no, I'm gonna stay in."
Go hiking.
No, I don't like. I'm a slow walker, and he's. I don't want to.
It's the open air. Get out. He knows the next time you'll be able to go out and be social. I think you should go.
But I'm tired.
Then maybe not.
Anyways, maybe let's come up with a quick list of things that are situations that you could maybe reevaluate your boundaries in. So I have dating, and that includes like how many dates you want to go on, how many people you want to date, what's your comfort level with, you know, sex. And then there's, you know, work boundaries, I guess, is a good one. Like, how much are you comfortable with your coworkers knowing about you?
Oh, man, that's a big one.
Yeah, I definitely try to, like, my coworkers, only one of them knows about my podcast. I definitely try to, like, shut that down because, like, I'm there to work. I will be friendly and I will share relevant stories about, like, oh, yeah, I went to a movie this weekend, or, like, I, you know, tried this new restaurant. But, like, that's it. That's all they get. It's not like, oh, yeah, like, me and Colby talked about this on the podcast. Like, no, like, they don't get to know that. So, I think, like, that has been a really big boundary for me.
I'd like you to talk about family boundaries because you have a very different relationship with your family than I have with mine.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what you say in that regard.
I think, let me think about that. So
if you need time to think, I can talk about work for a bit.
Talk about work for a bit, and then I'll come up with something.
So this new job is very different from my old job, in which I feel a lot more, hello to everyone from my last job listening to this podcast. I feel a lot more comfortable with this new group of people, like letting them in a bit more. Like there's like a couple people from my last job who I would like talk to like a friend. And there's just a lot more of those types of people at my new job, which is nice because, you know, I'd like to have people to hang out with in Durham that are not just people who I went to school with. I love those people. They're becoming some of my best friends, but, you know, it's the same group of people every week. I like to switch it up a little bit. So I am letting them in a little bit more, but I'm still having hard boundaries of one of my biggest ones is like, everyone tends to ask when I'm getting engaged, and I am just, I still have, like, I am not planning on letting anyone know that I am engaged / married until after I have a kid in, like, 7 years.
Oh, my God. So, you can't do that.
We'll see. I'm telling you, well, there's one of my, the internet people I follow on the internet literally, did not say anything about him having a partner, let alone like getting married, until just one day he was like, "Yo, I'm on my honeymoon," and everyone was like, "What?"
That's really funny.
I strive for that level of privacy.
No, but like we want to know. I don't know.
But it's so funny.
Yeah,
he just popped up one day. He's like, "I'm on a honeymoon."
That is pretty funny.
I will say, I highly doubt I will say anything on this podcast.
That's fair.
If/when I get engaged.
You have to tell me, though.
Sure.
You don't have to tell everyone else, but...
No.
I'll be mad if you don't tell me.
Like, sorry, one more thing. Like, you might see a picture of, like, me and my partner, and she'll have a ring. That's, like, the only way that you'd be able to tell.
I think when anyway. I get engaged, it'll be a big thing. I can picture that for myself. We'll see, though. That's many years off, to be honest. I'm still single. So, I think, yeah, so you brought up my family, and...
Sorry about that.
No,
the way you brought it is like, so you brought up my family. I'm like, oh, gee.
Let's dive into past trauma. I think my parents and I are on a very much need-to-know an ask to know situation. Like, there are some things that I'll bring up. Like, when my dad asks me what I'm doing over the weekend, I'll be like, yeah, I have a date with this guy. And it usually ends there. Sometimes I'll, you know, delve into details. Like, for example, I was dating this guy, and he was really into biking, and he also wrote for this beer magazine that my dad likes. And I told my dad, I was like, oh, yeah, he, like, works for the Growler, and he, like, does all these bike races. And my dad's like, oh, you could do worse. And I was like, oh, gee, thanks. But I don't need to be like telling them about everything I'm doing over the weekend. I do like to maintain a level of privacy. At some point, though, I do like to introduce the person I'm seeing to my parents, just because it is important for me to like have them know who I'm seeing and like spending all my time with. With my mom, it's a little bit different. I do live with her, but she doesn't live here. So I just like live at her house. She lives with her boyfriend, and I'm pretty sure she came over this morning and there was like a dude's shoes downstairs. So I don't know what she made of that because she left before I got here, but, or she left before I woke up. But I think it's, if she has a question, she can ask it. I'm not going to divulge information. Like I got tattoos. I don't know if I said that on the podcast. Maybe I did last week, but
I think you may have mentioned going to get tattoos.
Yeah, okay. So while I've successfully gotten four, yeah, it's a big bell curve from zero to how many I've gotten. But
that is one thing I'm concerned about. Like, if I get a tattoo, I'm going to get, like, 17 tattoos.
It's I already have my next three planned. So, yeah. I was thinking about, I really am, like, reconsidering the Game of Thrones crown just because I think that would look kind of cool, but I don't know if it's like cool enough to stay in my body forever. So I haven't like told my parents that. They don't listen to this anymore, so they're not gonna find out. My dad's girlfriend actually probably does, so please don't tell my dad if you hear this. I mean, like, whatever, they're gonna find out eventually, I don't care. But we are more open with money because I was like in a bit of debt and I needed help figuring out a budget. So my mom helped me out with that. I'm very thankful for that. And so it's been okay. Like, you know, it is very much like a need to know basis. Like, okay, if I'm going to be gone for the weekend, I'm going to tell you I'm going to be gone for the weekend. If I'm going to be gone overnight at some dude's house, I'm not going to tell you. You don't need to know that. I'll tell someone so I don't get, you know, robbed or killed or anything, but it's not going to be my parents. So does that answer your question? I don't know if I
think so.
Okay, I don't know how much there's boundaries in the sense that like I don't need them to know everything about my life at all the time. Like, all the time, that's what my friends are for, I guess. So let's go into friends, I think. So I feel like we have a unique-ish relationship in that we do talk a lot, but like, how much are you comfortable sharing with me versus, you know, like, cause I obviously like care about you and want to know how you're doing and like about your life, but is there anything that you're sort of like, well, I'm just going to hold off. It's not necessary for me to know that yet about you. Are there any things like that? Or I feel like you are pretty good about sharing, though. So
I mean, I am, but there are like things that I will go to someone else about me just because, like,
yeah.
I mean, we're friends, but we've been friends for like not even a year.
Yeah, totally. Or
there are other friends who have known me for like 13, 15 years that have a better grasp of who I am as a person and can like better.
Yeah.
So like some things, maybe it's not much as I don't want to share it with you as mm-hmm. other people. Like if it's something that I need like help and advice on, they would be able to help me more than you could.
Totally. I think along with that lines, I share more with like you and Lily because I know that you're not going to judge me as much, whereas I feel like some of my, because that's like how you know me as, and that's like what I, you know, portray. But for some of my other friends who maybe have known me longer, I wouldn't necessarily tell them about all the stuff that I do because it probably makes them uncomfortable. And like, I wouldn't want to put them in that situation. It's not like, Jesus, I'm not doing like drugs or anything, but it's just like, you might not want to know about all the dates I go on or like stuff like that. So I try to respect like telling certain people things, and I you know, I do the bare minimum, like catch up. I'm like, oh, hey, like, work's good. I got a tattoo. I'm seeing this guy. Like, that's it. That's, but I'm like more interested in like what's happening with them. But sometimes I won't necessarily share everything that's going on in my life to those long-term friends. So that's like literally the opposite, but. So how has not setting boundaries caused problems for you in the past?
Panic attacks is one.
That's big, yeah.
I mean, just generally overextending myself. This is also before I believed in calendars. just like stretching myself too thin and literally not being able to keep up with what I was doing.
Totally. Yeah, that's a big thing. For me, it's caused me to get sick. Like, I would go out and stay out late and, you know, drink a lot because, like, that's what I was doing at that time. And I would get sick and, like, physically run down. So now I'm way better at listening to my body. And it's like, all right, like, today, you know, I could go hiking with my dad or I could just, like, lay in bed because I stayed up late last night. I'll probably just do that. So I know you said I should go hiking, but that's not what I do. So I don't go outside. I think that with, you know, listening to yourself and, you know, however it manifests, like, I think there was definitely a time where people were concerned about my mental health just because I was overextending myself a lot. And
I was one of those people.
Thank you. I appreciate your concern. I think I listened to that. Like, I think I maybe... Yeah, I think I've listened to that. I've gotten better at not doing a lot of things. I've been staying in more. But there are some times where I just think, like, I can do everything. And I definitely can't. So, moral of the story, set boundaries. And if you don't know what boundaries you necessarily need to set, I mean, think about the categories we talked about, like friend boundaries, family, work, you know, even social life, too. Like, maybe, you know, you have a lot of friends that drink a lot, but you are trying to cut back on drinking. Be okay with that's a boundary that you need to set for yourself. And I think a lot of the lesson is if people don't respect your boundaries, then that's not worth your time. So do you have anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. Thank you for listening to this episode of Martha and Colby. We're going to be back. This concluded Relationship Month. And oh, before I sign off, if you are enjoying our podcast, please help us, you know, raise some money. If you enjoy it, you can find us at ko-fi.com. So that's ko-fi.com/Martha and Colby. It's also in the description. We would appreciate a couple bucks if you have the means. Yeah, we'll see you next week. This concluded Relationship Month. Don't know what next month is going to be. We haven't thought that far ahead yet. We should probably think that far ahead.
Probably.
We'll talk after this.
Yes, we will. Y'all be easy.
Find us online at www.marthaandcolby or on Twitter and Instagram at @marthaandcolby.
Steven Boyd and DJ Empirical for all things sound.
Thanks to Jordan from Dreamful Podcast for the artwork.
Shout out to Irene, even though you don't listen to this podcast.
Don't forget to rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk soon.
into your witcher.
Oh, valley of plenty. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh, okay. You need to toss a coin to your witcher. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh, valley of plenty. Okay, Skype.